What you're about to listen to isn't so much an interview as a hunting expedition. I know that Jason's company, Media Temple, it's got an incredible brand. People keep bringing it up to me. And now, they're a hosting company. Whoever thought of a hosting company that's interesting enough for others to bring up in conversation? So I got Jason McVeary on the phone, and I asked him how they made their company, how Media Temple became such a big brand. And I just went hunting for more and more information for me so that I could learn how to build my brand, and also for you, because I know you listen to this show because you've got a brand and an internet business that you want to grow. And that's what this interview is about. And by the way, as I did this, I insulted him. And you'll hear it in the middle, and then you'll hear me later on bring up the issue that I think insulted him. And that is, I told him that I took the t-shirt that he gave me at an event and I chucked it in the garbage. And I thought I was just being honest. I want to be as honest as possible in these interviews because I want the people who I talk to be equally open with me. I mean, if I'm not open with them, how can they be honest with me? And how can you, the listener, get any value out of it? As you'll hear, I might have gone a little too far. All right. And he's a friend of mine, so thankfully we're able to patch things up. But man, I feel bad about it still. Good interview anyway. Good hunting expedition, I'm going to say. Here's my interview with Jason McVeary. Oh, wait, I didn't introduce myself. My name is Andrew Warner. I'm the founder of Mixergy.com, where I do interviews like this and risk insulting my good friends and great people because I am dying to get the most valuable, raw, real information that I can to you so you and I could learn how to build better, stronger internet companies. All right, here's my interview with Jason McVeary. What is Media Temple?
Media Temple is a hosting company based in Los Angeles. We focus on innovative technologies. We launched grid hosting about 2 years ago. It's to pretty amazing success. So, and beyond that, we're pretty much a nitty gritty hosting company that tries to stay ahead of the curve with technology and ample support.
Let me say this. It seems to me that hosting is really generic. There's very little difference between one host and another. Sure, there's some that are unreliable, but for the most part, it's the same thing. Am I right?
Typically, there's thousands of web hosts out there. Creating a brand for yourself and creating a product that's compelling is a challenge. And we work on it constantly, every day.
There's a new challenge. Is the biggest way that you differentiate yourself from competition having newer, better servers, installing better software, or is it the relationships that you build as a company?
Well, it's everything. I mean, it's really focusing on all points and trying to steer your company in that direction where, yes, you're focusing on your infrastructure. That's key. I mean, hosting is nothing. If your infrastructure is not cutting edge, then your hosting company is going to be subpar regardless. So we've worked first and foremost to secure our infrastructure and keep it as optimized as possible. Beyond that, products, launching products, adopting different softwares, and also applying different software to our server products in general. We also create quite a bit of software internally to manage our servers internally. But software is a huge thing with us.
Let me interrupt. Here's my theory here. My theory is that your biggest differentiation doesn't come from the software, doesn't come from the hardware, doesn't come from the special cables that you use to hook things up. It comes from the way that you relate to the industry and the people in the industry. Now, that's just a working theory. What do you think?
I think that theory holds a lot of weight. But you can't do one without the other. You know, if you have nothing to relate to the industry, like let's go to software. We tend to be early adopters of software that we really believe is going to move innovation forward. You know, if it's going to move blogging forward, it's a new framework to allow people to build websites and manage content easily. We're involved in these different software, projects, kind of at a grassroots level. And if we're really involved on the technology side, then the community side just kind of follows with it. And there is a lot of, there's a lot of general marketing stuff that we do as well to really reach out to the community and let people know that we're there, we're listening to them, and we're taking their feedback back to our drawing board, and trying to please people, trying to give them what they need. And it's really basic. It's really basic common sense business. I think that we do market our product rather well.
Let's talk about how you market your product, and I'll tell you why I ask. Right now, I'm on Mashable.com, a blog about startups. I see your logo on their website twice. I go to TechCrunch, huge startup blog. I think they now have 1 million+ RSS subscribers. Your logo's on there. I go to I did an interview with AJ Vaynerchuk of PleaseDressMe.com, and I saw your logo mentioned on the bottom of their page. How do you get on all these pages? It's not a standard ad buy, is it?
No, this is not a standard ad buy, and frankly, I can't disclose any of these any of the particulars with what we do with these companies. But really, the basic principle is that these people have either come to us or we've come to them, and we start talking about ways that we can work together. And they realize that we're a company that is really for their community in general. I mean, people understand that we love technologists, we love designers, we kind of have our hands in a lot of different segments of design, technology, blogging. So what it comes down to is us having this community base with the really small guys. I mean, forget Mashable and TechCrunch and everybody else. I mean, we've got, Joe Blogger out there who's Media Temple. They've been a great company for this amount of years, and they've worked with X and Y and Z, and I love what they're doing, and their support is fantastic. A lot of times the request for Media Temple hosting will come up from the community. We work with these big guys. We have really good relationships with them. We're there to grow with them, and it's our relationships go everywhere from we're kind of their consultants to we're their marketing partners. We go to a party, we want them to be there. If we have a party, we're going to want them to be there. If we're launching a product, maybe we might give them, some type of exclusive. You never know. I mean, these relationships are, A, they're one-off. Every one of them is different. And we put a lot of work into them. And we try to help people out as well. Say you run a giant community and you want to work with us in a way that benefits your community, we're going to try to do whatever we can to do that. So,
Let me see this. Right now, yeah. What I've got so far is I'm doing the Reader's Digest interview. I want to get into the Forbes or Fortune magazine interview. I want to do the kind of interview that I would love to listen to, and so I have to dig a little bit deeper with you.
Sure.
Let's start off with the big guys. You intentionally partnered up with the big guys. You can't get into the details, but you intentionally partnered up with the people who report on startups because you know that all their readers are building internet companies, all their readers need hosting companies, and if they see your logo there, if they see that you're associated with Mashable and TechCrunch, they're going to say, aha, TechCrunch believes in Media Temple. I'm going to bank my business on them. Mashable stands behind them. They build their business on them. I'm going to use Media Temple, right? That's basic stuff.
Yeah, very basic. Very basic. And again, it's not that we're going after these people. It's the fact that somewhere in the industry, at one point, we met somebody who introduced us to somebody, and they're like, you guys should work together. And then we just started working together. I mean, we don't really, a lot of times we don't actively go after people. We just meet them, and it's a natural fit. I mean, we offer a certain amount of service that allows us to work with these people, and they're very comfortable with us because they know that we're going to provide them with what they need. you know, and that goes from the big guys down to the little guys. That's what it really comes down to. It's not about, you know, actively marketing with these people. You know, the relationship comes first. You know, the basic server relationship, getting nitty-gritty with their CTOs and the people that they're working with, and then getting our entire engineering people online with these people. You know, and we offer the service to a lot of people, a lot of the bigger brands we work with, like Billabong and Diesel and these giant international retailers that work with us. You know, we host their infrastructure, and we've got a team that works with them, and they understand that we're going to be there for them and grow with them when they need to expand. So, again, it's, you know, the marketing side is important, but really the most important thing is having the flexibility to be there for these people when they need you, and we do.
But there,
we make
there's
that extra
so many
effort.
Hosting companies. I don't think I could name one other one right now. Just because you are imprinted in my life, I go to a Twist Up event here in Southern California. You're there. I probably end up with a T-shirt from you. To be honest with you, I think I got a T-shirt from you at that event, and I threw it in the garbage. But it still left an impression on me.
Oh, Andrew.
I want to be completely honest with you, because I want you to be as honest and open with me. But
absolutely,
it left an impression. I met your guys there. All right, let's move beyond the deals that you've got with the bigger bloggers. Let's talk about why, in a digital world, Media Temple is going out to events and shaking hands. Isn't that a slow, old-fashioned process?
Yes, it is. But it is business 101. And when I came on board here at Media Temple, the company was just starting to expand on their marketing. I was the first marketing-centric person besides the initial creative director that was a designer and a conceptual guy. I was the first kind of on-the-ground marketing person to come aboard at Media Temple. And I come from an events background and started to get us involved. And the more that we were going to these things and seeing people, the feedback we were getting was just phenomenal. You know, there's nothing like getting out there and shaking hands, and getting face-to-face with people, buying somebody a drink, and just having a great old conversation about what they're doing. There is no better way to expand your business. I am completely sold on this for several reasons. Because, A, you're getting direct feedback. And, you know, if somebody has a couple of drinks in them or whatever, they're going to be frank with you about your service, and they're going to tell you a little story. And that's invaluable. That is invaluable, because literally we take that feedback out. Our team will sit there and talk about it, and we'll take that feedback back to the management and executive team here. And we'll say, this is what people are saying. This is the overall general impression that we got at this event. So it's fantastic. Beyond that, I don't know. I don't know, Andrew. Getting out there face to face is, to me, it's just absolutely essential.
You said that you
and
have,
you know, uh-huh. we do a lot of branding, and giving somebody a T-shirt kind of goes a long way. Unless you're going to just throw it in the trash.
I told you, it goes a long way even if you do throw it in the trash.
Right.
Okay, so you said that you come from an events background. South by Southwest, I think I read?
Right. I did. I worked for South by Southwest right after the internet bust, the initial internet bust. It was really an interesting time to work at that event. I worked for the Interactive, which they've got a great team over there. I'm still really good friends with them. We still go to South by every year and throw a fantastic party. Really cool. I had a really good time. It was really eye-opening, and that really was how I got into the internet, was working management, like marketing management for South by Southwest Interactive. So it's a great experience for me.
All right, so then you come to Media Temple and you say, we've got to get out there. We can't just be another link on Google. We have to be a human being to our customers.
So absolutely.
How did you start?
How did I start at Media Temple?
Yeah, how did you start getting Media Temple into events? Did you just start by going out to a few events, or did you decide that you're going to make a splash right from the beginning?
We started very small, and as the budget grew, we started getting bigger and bigger. But, you know, we would do events on a grassroots level. We would go to smaller conferences, maybe 500, 600 person conferences, and maybe we would throw a dinner for the speakers, or we would go do unofficial stuff. For a while, we were had this idea that we could do these unofficial parties and just kind of go and do some guerrilla marketing on the ground and get people to go to these events, and they were somewhat successful. And then we started getting bigger and bigger and doing more organized events, and it just grew from there. And we're still, you know, we're not doing huge, giant galas or anything like that. We're still doing pretty basic, fun events. I think at South By this year, it's a little premature to say, but I think we're going to do something kind of spectacular this year. So if you're listening and you're going to be in Austin for South By Southwest, look around for a promotion for the Media Temple Party, because it's going to be a carnival.
I can't wait. I tried asking you before this interview about what your South By Southwest event's going to be. You didn't tell me, so I'm not going to try on my...
It's top secret. Top secret. There's a lot that's going to be tied into it. You know, I'll just tell you, I'll just throw a little teaser out there. Media Temple's been making some very interesting moves, and South By is going to be kind of our coming out party for a couple of things, a couple of projects we've been working on. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. So let's go back a little bit to what you said earlier. You said that one of the ways that you started in events was you'd go to a small conference of maybe 500 to 600 people, and you'd set up a dinner for speakers. Now, I read Never Eat Alone by Keith Ferrazzi, and I've wanted to, and this is one of the things he suggests, and I've wanted to do that myself. How do you start? Do you just... You get a list of the speakers ahead of time from the conference website. Do you just email the speakers and you say, we're putting together a dinner on this night, do you want to come?
No. I mean, we've done that as well. That doesn't work very well. I tend to go directly to the conference organizers. I mean, any way that you could build value in their event with some type of fun side event, conference organizers are typically game to work with you.
So you call up the conference organizer, you say you want to put together a dinner for the speakers. The conference organizer wants to give the speakers some way of getting together anyway. You're going to pay for it. You're going to put it together. They're happy with it. Everybody wins, right?
Sure. You know, and the way that we do things, you know, we're not going to sit there and market to you. We're not going to talk your ear off about Media Temple. We might not even bring Media Temple up. We're just going to talk to you about what you're doing. That's what we're into. That's how we develop all of our products, talking to people about what they're doing. And we take it back to the CEO, and we're like, man, these guys are doing this amazing thing. We have to get into it. You know, we have to support this in some way, one way or another. And the next thing you know, we're on the ground level of some cool grassroots movement or software development or whatever. That's the basic principle. And that's why getting out and getting in front of people is so key.
How do you make the transition when you're just talking to somebody about their business? How do you go from that to suggesting that you want to host their website?
Oh, a lot of times it's extremely easy. And it's just a natural transition. You're talking to somebody about what they're doing, if it's exciting, you know, on whatever level. If it's exciting in a community level, like it could be somebody doing a really cool charitable event, or, you know, somebody that's a designer for, like, we host a lot of nonprofits and interesting green projects. And, you know, a lot of these come to us through the designers, because, you know, we're big in the design community. And just an example, a large designer in the community came to me and he was like, hey, I'm redesigning the site for this organization in New York. You're probably actually aware of them. I forgot what the name is, but it's a thrift store, or it's like a thrift store-based auction, from what I understand. And more wealthy people donate kind of high-end items to this place. And then what they do is they auction off these items, and they take all the proceeds and they... put it toward housing for people with AIDS, for homeless people with AIDS. I think it's a fantastic project. So, you know, this guy talked to me about it at an event, and he was like, you want to get involved? No brainer. It's like, yeah, it's done. That's done, you know. Email me Monday. We totally want to work with them. You know, it's pretty natural. It's a pretty natural occurrence when we go from meeting in person, talking, to working together. You know, and a lot of times we'll work with somebody for a year before we do anything with them, you know.
What does that mean, that you'll work with them for a year before you do anything with them?
oh, you know, we'll track their project. We'll help them out. You know, we're kind of just be there for them. You know, I mean, we're their web host. You know, we're not a completely active part of a lot of projects, but when they do need us, we're there. And we'll pop up on the radar and get involved and let them know what we think about A or B or C solution and then move forward from there. You know, or if somebody is growing and expanding and they want us to be involved, then, you know, we'll get in there and get our engineers involved and see what we can do. It's that simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the unofficial parties that you started? How would you do that?
Well, that was... I would say that was a moderate failure, moderate success or moderate failure, however you want to look at it. But, you know, we would go somewhere. I did this a few times. I would go somewhere. I would find a venue in a city, like, you know, maybe a day or 2 days before the event. I would literally walk around whatever city I was in, find a venue, make a reservation for maybe 50 people or, you know, get a DJ together and be like, okay, we want to reserve the space for this amount of time, whenever. And we would literally make invites on the fly. Sometimes we had this one scheme where we would have these cards that were like, this is your VIP pass, and then it would be blank, and then we printed stickers, and we would stick the stickers with the information on, and we would just go around to people at the conference and hand these cards out, like, hey, come to our event, come to our conference, or come to our dinner. It's gonna be fun. Come on, let's go, let's do it. And so, you know, we would have these little fun events, and they were moderately successful, I would say. But I wouldn't suggest doing that.
Because it was too hard. It's a lot of work to put together. And then are you able to get enough people to come out to your event?
Sure. We would always have a decent turnout. We would always have a decent turnout. But it's always better when you're working directly with the conference organizer. That's just, I've come to that conclusion.
I see.
But then again, that was really before social networks and the ability to promote yourself via, you know, everything on the web. So now I think it's actually easier to do little one-off rogue events, if you will, that are attached to other events. I mean, you know, look at South by Southwest. You know, that's one giant event, and then there's like 20 non-official events that happen during South by Southwest. It's amazing. And those are all promoted online beforehand. And, you know, people just get guest lists going. And next thing you know, you've got a great little party. You know, little niche events everywhere. I love it. I think it's a great grassroots movement they've got going on.
Because people just use Facebook or Twitter or some other social tool to let everybody know about this ad hoc party. And then the
sure.
guests just show up. So it's not as much work. No more printing, no more stickers.
Exactly. Now it's a lot easier to get a movement going online. A lot easier, and you know, we're starting to employ more of these methods, I suppose, when we're doing parties and we're getting our own guest list together, beyond the conference list, of course. You know, like that thing we did in Vegas. That was fantastic. You know, Stephanie with TechSet put together a great event. And we were sponsors of that event, and she promoted the entire thing on Facebook from what I could gather. And then we did a little blog post and got some good response from our blog post, and that was a really good event, you know. And it had very moderate official branding from the conference. So, you know, that's a case in point right there.
Let's talk about that, because I was there. Great event, because there were so many internet celebrities who were there. So many people.
Absolutely.
The rock stars from the conference were at this thing, and your
yep.
logo was projected up on the wall, and people got to see it. But a lot of sponsors end up with logos that they paid a lot of money for, but they get nothing more. They don't build relationships beyond that. How do you go beyond the logo? What are you doing that's different?
Well, for instance, I was there with the head of my VIP support team, Ryan Aftal. You know, that guy's a superstar. He loves to talk to people, and he will sit there and tell you what you need to do to make your site or your project or your software more efficient. So I bring real resources with me. I brought a team. We had 5 people there at the party, and we were just floating around talking to people. You know, walk out with a stack of business cards and some good ideas. fantastic. But you, what you do is you bring a real team with you that are valuable assets to the company, and people love it. You know, I mean, when people have direct access to somebody that means something at the company, somebody that could give them some really granular information, it's extremely valuable. So.
I see. So you're not just bringing your sales department, you're bringing people who understand the product. And so if anyone there has a question about their website, why is their website going down? How can they improve it? How can they make changes to it? You have people there who can actually answer those questions.
Yeah. And to expand on that, we have passionate people there.
Uh-huh. Passionate people who could almost do tech support for the guests at this event, even if they're not using Media Temple.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're interested in talking about people's platforms wherever they are. You know, where are you hosting that? Oh, you know, what do you think about that? You know, we like getting feedback on other companies and other platforms and different types of frameworks. And, you know, the general concept about Media Temple is that we're overall passionate technologists. Personally, I'm not. But the guys that touch everything, you know, the guys that are very hands-on with our product and people's websites, a lot of us are very passionate. You know, all those guys are extremely passionate about you know, running efficient websites and software. So it makes a big difference when your employees are really, really into what they're doing. It's a huge difference.
All right, and then because you're a sponsor, you have better conversations with guests. You get their attention a little bit more. And then you talk to them about their businesses. Maybe there's a way for you to work with them. Maybe there isn't, but you've started the relationship. You take a business card. Do you always follow up? You followed up with me.
I did follow up with you. It depends. It really depends. We follow up sometimes. It depends on, you know, what the opportunity there is. You know, a lot of times I might not follow up, or we might not follow up as a team, because I know I'm going to see you in a month at this conference. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that we see literally every 2 months, wherever, you know, London, New York, LA, San Francisco. I mean, you know how the conference circuit is. People ride the conference circuit, and they're constantly speaking. If they're not speaking, sometimes they're just hanging out. And, you know, we know a lot of those people, and we're kind of in that community now. It's great. Mm. But at the Blog World event in particular, again, Stephanie was really gracious in introducing us to people.
Stephanie, the host, the organizer who signed you up as a sponsor.
Right.
I see. So, all right, I do my own events, as you know. I get sponsors.
Right.
How can I help my sponsors get the most out of the events?
Well, Andrew, I don't think I've been to one of your events personally, but they are smaller events, correct?
We do about 100 to 300 people, so yes.
100 to 300 people. That's a great size. It's nice and intimate. The way that I would increase value for your sponsors is, A, limit the amount of sponsors I can participate, because if you start getting sponsor clutter at an event that small, it can be overwhelming really quickly, and things get devalued very quickly. Have some type of Q&A with your sponsors and the audience. You know, set up some type of a question and answer, or set them up in some type of a consultancy position. You know, and make sure that their product is applicable to the audience. Make sure that it's all apropos. You know, if your theme for the day is, starting a service, you know, software as a service company or whatever you're doing, make sure that your sponsor or sponsors are very appropriate for the audience. So, I would say a lot of it should be done proactively and having a plan and really aiming for the right sponsors. We like to get involved in events where it's very appropriate for us to be there. You know, we do design and application events, more or less. And now we're starting to broaden out to, you know, blogging and whatever. because we do work with so many bloggers, but yeah.
Okay, so limit the number of sponsors. Have Q and A. Did Stephanie do that at TechSet? Was there some kind of Q and A for you, or that just
no? That was more of a straight party.
Okay, make sure there's a connection with the audience so that you're not bringing bringing artists out at a technical. Sorry, so
right.
Make sure that it's potential clients for the sponsor.
Right.
Introduce the sponsor around. You said Stephanie does a great job of that at TechSet.
Absolutely.
What about follow-up? Is there any way to help a sponsor with follow-up?
That's a good question. I frankly, the kind of events that we do and the kind of events that we attend, we really don't see a lot of potential for follow-up. We're not seeing a lot of tools out there that are helping us to follow up. There was one company that was really interesting, this startup that I saw present at this TechStars event last week in San Francisco. And the name is escaping me right now. But they make this conference software, which is fantastic. It's a social software that really allows you to get in touch with people and follow up. And so I think anything like that is going to be invaluable. If you could apply any type of social software, if you could apply it to your event to allow easy follow-up, fantastic. I think that's probably the best way to do it these days.
Were you able to use that software? My guess is that it was Crowdvine, by the way, but I'm not sure.
I don't think it was.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it was Crowdvine and then changed to something else. If I remember the presentation correctly, they actually changed their name. But I didn't actually use the software. I saw the demo that they did, and it was pretty fantastic. It was very cool. It was very cool. I would suggest checking it out on techstars.org. And I believe they were in the program in 2007, and they're getting a lot great funding right now. So that, well, I'm sure we're going to see this software at these conferences more and more. So. Yeah, and then, you tell me, like, you use Facebook to promote your conferences, right? Or your events, correct?
Not so much, because then I feel like I don't own the connection with the guests. It's a great way to promote, but then you can't reach out to them afterwards easily, and you can't stay in touch as well as if you use something like Eventbrite, for example.
So Eventbrite, like, I've never used Eventbrite. In terms of throwing an event and then using Eventbrite to promote it and get my guest list organized, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're using Eventbrite, can you maybe do a mass mailer to all of those that have RSVP'd and attended?
Yeah, I do that for my sponsors.
Well, okay. You do that for your sponsors.
Yep. And it also lets me collect information on guests. I think at TechSet and a bunch of other events, you know who's going to be there, and you know the top 25 people ahead of time. But for my events, I want to know specifically what everyone's job title is, what company they work for, as much information as I can collect on them, I want to collect, especially if we're giving them a free ticket.
Right, right. Well, it seems like Eventbrite is probably the most applicable tool right now. I don't know. We you know, at the events that we do, we're not looking for massive online feedback. It's not our current objective with the events that we're doing. Our current objective is more general branding and getting to talk to people face to face and taking that face to face feedback back to the company. You know, shaking hands, having a good time. Frankly,
do you have one example of how you were able to do this? Meet a client at an event, connect with them, and then. Sorry, meet a potential client at an event, connect with them, and then start working with them.
Sure. I mean, it's really, really, really basic. Look at you. I met you at an event, followed up with you. I know Mixergy.com. That's a perfect example. I know who you are. I would love to work with you. I think you should be hosting all of your stuff at Media Temple. And I'm going to follow up with you and just say, hey, Andrew, how you doing? It's great meeting you the other night. Let's work together somehow. Or let me know if you need anything. You know, maybe just drop a line. Let me know if you need anything. You know, we'd love to just chat with you. And look at us now.
All right.
So that's a very easy example. But, you know, take that, replicate it 300 times, and you've got a great community.
Okay. Is there anything that I missed? Anything else that I should be bringing up in this interview?
I feel pretty good about it.
All right.
I don't know if I drank enough coffee before this interview, but I hope I don't sound too terrible.
No, you don't. Let me ask you something while we're still recording. I told you earlier that I threw out your T-shirt. Were you hurt by that? I thought that you would laugh. I sense that you were a little hurt.
I was a little hurt because
you were. Uh huh.
That T-shirt design. Well, I don't know. Which one did you get? Did you get the gray one or the black one?
Whichever one will hurt you less.
Well, look,
I don't remember. No, but honestly, tell me how you feel about that.
Well, you know, we actually put some work into our T-shirt design. We do work with a lot of graphic designers and more artist-based people, as well as our technology clients that we have. You know, we kind of, our brand really exploded via straight design. Design people loved us, and we started really blowing up through the design community, you know, like the graphic design community and the more pop art design community. We have a big name within that community, as well as technologists now, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm working with various designers internationally to kind of develop a T-shirt line for us. So we put a lot of effort into our T-shirt design, and, you know, sorry, I just got walked in on. We put a lot of effort into the T-shirt design, so, you know, to hear that it was thrown away, it stings a little. Stings a little. Because we literally just did our first run of our first, I'll say our first design-esque tee. I think maybe you got the gray one, which is just our basic in tee. But we have this really cool one that we just launched, and we are actually supposed to get another design tomorrow. So, if you see us at an event in the next month, we will probably have a brand new design. So come grab a T-shirt.
I would love it.
I'm gonna send you a little something, Andrew.
Okay.
You don't worry about it.
All right, and I'll wear it online.
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you for doing this interview with me. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me ask you if my attempt at being open was a little too much. And I look forward to seeing you at more events.
Great, Andrew. I will see you around, and thanks a lot for the opportunity.